All right, injuries. Riley Cooper has a little bit of knee inflammation, should be okay. Cullen Jenkins has a foot sprain. Again, he should be okay. LeSean McCoy has a concussion, and he is in stage one. And we'll just take it day by day here. So he's got a bit of a headache right now, and we'll just, again, day-by-day situation. Jason Avant has a hamstring strain. Chris Poke, the toe sprain. And then Michael is improving with a concussion. He took the impact test, but he's still not a baseline. So he would be considered in stage one. As far as the game goes, obviously that's not good enough, the way we're playing. And again, I take full responsibility for that. I know we're letting the fans down and the city down. I completely understand that. I understand their, how they feel on this. And I feel it from our football team, the coaches and players. There are no excuses for it. You know, we've got to continue to get better, and that's and eliminate the mistakes. Make sure as coaches that we're putting the guys in the right position, and when put in the right position, that we're making plays. So, and again, that's my responsibility to get that done. The turnovers hurt us yesterday. The early turnovers. The penalties keep adding up, and you can't play, you can't play consistent football by taking one step forward and 10 steps back. You can't do that. So, and then the big plays. And over the last few weeks, if you had to pinpoint one thing that's different in the last few weeks on the defensive side, it would be the big plays. So we've got to eliminate those. We've got to increase the big plays on the offensive side, and then make the easy plays, the ones that are possession throws and that short intermediate range. So, and again, we need to make sure that we're putting guys in position to do that. So with that, time's yours.
Andy, with all the speculation that's going on about your future and everything else, how do you keep the team focused? How do you keep that from snowballing and becoming a distraction?
Well, listen, you control what you can control, and that's getting better as a football team. And so that's where my emphasis is, become a better coach and make sure I'm putting my guys in the right position to make plays, make sure that my staff's doing the right things there, and that's where all my emphasis is, and I don't look at anything past that.
Yeah, is the situation fixable? You always talk about needing to fix it and work on things.
Listen, I believe it's fixable, yes. I believe it's fixable. And like I said, we've got to eliminate the mistakes. And, it's not an effort. That's not or a want to. I don't see that. I've said before, sometimes I see where guys are pressing a bit when they don't need to press. And guys that have been very consistent players for us in the past are pressing just a bit. They want to do so well. They want to be that guy that makes that play. And you've got to just back up and do what you do the best and relax, play the game, and play the way you know how to play it.
Do you press also? I mean, is that something that could be said about the coaching staff and yourself as well?
Well, listen, when things aren't going well, you have a tendency to try to find ways of making it better, and you want to make sure that you're doing it the right way. Yeah, there's ways of doing things the right way, and so I look at all that, yeah.
A day later, do you regret the decision to leave McCoy in late in the game when
there are a few things that you wish wouldn't happen, and that's obviously that'd be one of them. But no, I listen, these kids want to play. There's two sides to this. There's that side that you ask me, and you'll probably come back and ask me that, did the players, did you feel like they quit? Well, no, these guys, they want to play. They want to win the game. They want to get better. They want to show that they're all in. And so there's a fine line there that you and likewise as coaches, you want to make sure that the guys are you know, that they know that you're all in too. So with that, I don't regret it. I mean, it happened. Do I wish he wouldn't have been hurt? Yeah, I do. But I wish he wouldn't have been hurt. But I don't regret that.
But as the head coach, isn't it your job to tell that player? That, you know,
it's my job to weigh that out. So if you want to put that responsibility, you know, that on me, I fully take that. But I also have a pretty good feel, I think, of our football team. So.
Is McCoy's concussion a significant concussion in the nature that you described, Michael's, last week?
Yeah, I don't think it's quite as, you know, now who am I to judge here? We'll know over time here. It didn't seem to be quite as bad, just from where he was after the game, you know, and his response. But he you know, he took a good lick there, and then that's a, you know, we've got to make sure we go through the protocol, but we'll see how things go.
Do you think you have the talent level that you thought you did starting the season? Did that any part of this issue?
Yeah, no, I think we did. Now, listen, we're in some positions of depth, but we don't. We're not. That's not an excuse. You know, that's not how we go. So.
You think it's comparable to the teams you're playing? Or as good?
Yeah, no, I do.
Third and five yesterday, there was, in the second quarter, Jackson, Macklin, and McCoy were all on the sideline. How's the offense in a best position to get that first down without three of the most accomplished playmakers on the field?
You know, we had a couple little personnel. Somewhere you rest your players, so we had a couple different personnel groups where we could do that. You know, we weren't successful on it, but we had kids on there that we thought we had good matchups with and what we wanted to do with the play.
And you were 3-1, then you had a couple close losses, then you had a couple 13, 14-point losses, and then 31-6. From the outside, it looks like things are getting worse each couple weeks. From the inside, how do you see that?
Well, listen, I can't stand here and tell you that things are great when you come off a loss like that. I mean, the guys are, I think everybody's searching right now and looking for answers, and that could be a healthy thing. But it was the things that I mentioned to you, the turnovers, penalties, and the big plays. You can't give those things up and win football games, and things snowball on you at times, and you got to back up and fix the problems here, and that's what we've got to do.
Andy, there's sometimes, fairly or not, that you guys are accused of overthinking it with the game plan, and the question Zach just asked you about not having those three important guys on the field, and you said you thought you saw a matchup, though, but in retrospect, I mean, do you feel like that's an example of maybe?
Well, when they don't work, yeah, that's a, you know, that can be questioned, I'm sure. But we felt that was the right thing to do. I don't think we were overthinking it. We just, you know, it didn't work out.
Given the last few weeks, do you feel your leadership is still effective? And do you think about that at all? And would there be a point where you would, consider that as a problem?
Well, listen, I look at everything. So I'm not telling you I don't look at that. I think you know, we're not winning football games, so I take that responsibility. And since I'm in that leadership spot, then my leadership right now isn't good enough. So I've got to do a better job there and make sure that we, you know, we play better.
As far as the leadership goes within the locker room, I mean, is it possible that some of your more forceful guys that might be the guys that you could look to haven't been here long enough to have that take hold, like D'Amico, even like Colin Jenkins?
Listen, I don't think so. I think they're trying their best to lead the best way they know how, and so I don't think that. No, I don't think that. No.
The locker room, then, you think, personality-wise?
I think we do, yeah.
How are
these losses affecting you? I mean, you've never gone through, you know, a streak like this where you've lost six in a row. I mean, how's that affecting you?
Well, listen, I can't tell you I'm the happiest guy. You know, I don't like to lose. I mean, that's an understatement. Probably we're in this thing to win football games. And so, but at the same time, I'm going to make sure that I continue to teach the fundamentals and try to do the things the right way, that I think are the right way. So,
Andy, is there any scenario for you where you would say, you know, I'm just not effective anymore, and that I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to step down and let somebody else take over? Is there any scenario like that for you?
Yeah, listen, I'm standing in front of the team and telling them that these are the things we need to do, one of which is to continue to battle. And so, you know, that'd be I think that'd be a cop-out. That's not how I see things. That's not the way I'm wired. We're going to keep battling and do it as a team. And I'm not going to tell the guys one thing and then do the other.
What's Jeffrey's opinion of how this has played out? And has his opinion of you changed in your future?
Well, listen, he's a competitive guy. And, you know, nobody wants to win more than Jeffrey. So I would tell you, yeah, he's disappointed. I would tell you that, rightly so. And, you know, he feels the same way we do, that we're letting people down in this city and so on. So, but, you know, that's what I can tell you.
Andy, I'll get two more touchdown pass to Robinson. Is that DRC or is that Nnamdi? And the second part of that is, you said the players haven't quit. Well, then would you consider that a lack of focus with all the defensive mistakes, the special teams mistakes?
That was one of the big plays, and a couple of the guys you mentioned there are responsible for that. And and so they know that. They stand up and take responsibility for that. They did that on the sideline. We tried to fix the problem and make sure that it didn't happen again.
Focus, Andy.
I tell you that it was a broken play. Yeah. So.
When Vic comes back, is he the starter? Is he the starting quarterback?
Yeah. Well, we'll see how he does this week. But yes.
Did the tape on Foles look any different than what you thought after the game?
You know, I thought there were some good things that he did, and then there's some things that he can definitely learn from. But he made a couple nice throws, tight throws early, I thought were some pretty good plays. But again, there's some things he can work on. He's a young guy, rookie, and so there's a couple of rookie mistakes. But there were some positive things too.
Do you?